So this afternoon, I would like to study a psalm with everyone together.
那今天下午想要跟大家来一起查考一段诗篇。
Which is Psalm 91.
诗篇91篇。
And hopefully, the contents here can really encourage all of us and edify all of us together.
那希望呢，这里面的内容呢，都是可以让我们大家得到彼此的勉励，然后鼓励。
So let's turn our Bibles to Psalm 91.
那我们来翻开圣经到诗篇91篇。
Psalm 91.
诗篇91篇。
You can see that this psalm has 15 verses.
那可以看到这个诗篇呢，它有15节。
And I'd like to basically talk about two main points from this psalm.
那我想从这个诗篇呢，讲两个重点。
The first section basically is from verses 1 through 13.
那第一部分呢，是在第一到第十三节。
This is basically talking about the benefits of making God Most High our shelter.
那这就是在提到说呢，我们把神，我们的至高者在我们在他的这个荫下呢，是有什么样的好处。
And then the second section, which is from verses 14 through 17. I'm sorry. 14 through 16. Yeah, 14 through 16. Basically is talking about how we can dwell in the shelter of the Lord.
所以呢，在第二部分呢，十四节到十六节呢，也提到说我们要怎么样在他的避难所中居住。
Yeah, so sorry, I misspoke before. There are 16 verses in this psalm. Yeah.
对不起，我之前说错了。所以这个诗篇它有十六节。
Yeah. So let's spend some time now to talk about the first section and what are the benefits of dwelling in the shelter of the Lord.
那我们现在花一些时间来讲这个第一部分，就是说，我们住在这个主的这个避难所有什么样的好处。
Okay. Let's read Psalm 91, verse 1.
诗篇91篇第一节。
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
住在至高者隐秘处的必住在全能者的荫下。
Here you can see the psalmist opens immediately with one benefit of dwelling in the secret place of the Most High.
那在这边可以看到这个作者呢他是一开场就是说住在至高者的隐秘处。
The first advantage, benefit is that we can dwell, abide in the shadow of the Almighty God.
所以呢，那第一个好处呢，我们就可以住在这个全能的神的荫下。
The shadow here basically is implying safety and rest from the harsh elements.
那这个荫下呢，就是在指出，就是说在这个很危险的环境之中呢，可以得到一种安全的保护。
In particular, the imagery here is like hiding away from the fierce sun.
那这个好像就是说，在就是非常强烈的太阳的光照下呢，你有一个阴处可以躲一下。
So imagine you're, you know, walking in the desert in the wilderness.
你可以想象是说你在旷野或者是沙漠中行走。
Right, and there's nowhere around you to really find any relief.
那周围呢都没有什么地方呢，你可以得到就是说可以有就是遮蔽的地方。
But then for us who dwell in the shelter of God, we can have His shadow over us.
但是呢，我们如果是住在这个神的这个避难所呢，我们就全能者的这个荫下来保护我们。
Yes, the sun is very harsh and it can even kill us.
虽然这个太阳的这个光是非常的烈，然后甚至可以来杀我们。
But the shadow that we are under is the shadow of the Almighty One.
但是呢，我们藏在这个至高者的这个隐秘处呢，这个荫下呢，因为他是全能者。
He's the Almighty One. That he can overcome the sun or any other harsh environment.
由于他是全能者，所以他可以胜过太阳的这个烈光，或者是各式各样的很困难的这种环境。
Okay, so this is the first benefit we can receive.
所以这是我们可以得到的第一种好处。
Right, so we the main point of the psalmist here is we need to dwell in the secret place of God.
所以呢，在这个诗篇的作者呢讲到的重点呢，就是说我们就是要在神的这个隐秘处呢，可以得到这种保护。
Verse 9, if we jump ahead to verse 9,
那如果我们跳到第九节，
it repeats the same message.
然后它是重复一样的讯息。
Right, verse 9, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Verse 10,
第十节，
no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling.
第九节，神是我的避难所，你已经将至高者当你的居所。第十节，祸患必不临到你，灾害也不挨近你的帐篷。
Right, so again, it's talking about the effect. If you make God the Most High your dwelling place, then you will have God's protection.
所以呢，在这边提到，就是说我们把神是当作我们的避难所，然后至高者当作我们的居所的话，我们就会受到保护。
So this is the first type of benefit we receive.
所以呢，这是我们得到的头一种的这种好处。
Let's now go back to Psalm 91, verse 2.
那我们再看回去诗篇91篇的第二节。
Psalm 91, verse 2.
诗篇91篇的第二节。
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust.
我要论到神说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所依靠的。
Right, so here you can see the perspective changes.
那在这边可以发现到这个观点改变。
From verse 1, this is more like an encouragement to a third person.
所以呢，在第一节呢，是对一个第三者的这种鼓励。
But from verse 2, this is the author's personal experience.
但是第二节呢，这就是作者的亲身体验。
He's saying, I myself will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, He is my fortress, I trust in my God. Right?
所以他是说，我要论到主说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，他是我所依靠的。
So all of these benefits that he's about to talk about, that he's already talking about, they're from personal experience.
所以呢，他提到的这些所有的好处呢，都是他个人的体验。
Right, he first made God his refuge, his shelter in the first place.And he experienced all these things, and therefore he's now sharing it with you.
那首先他把神呢这个隐秘处当成他的居所，他的避难所，然后这些好处呢，他就是分享给大家。
Right. Verse 9 also gives us that clue again. Right.
那第九节也是给我们同样的提示。
Especially in the English version.
那特别是英文的这个记载。
Right. Because again, he says that he has.Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, right? Even the Most High, your dwelling place, then no evil should befall you. So he first made God his refuge. And now he's saying, like, you did it too. So you're going to experience the same things.
Right? 因为他是说到主是我的避难所，然后你已经至 将至高者当成你的居所、啊、所以由于你也这样子做的话，那这个祸患必不临到你。
Okay. So he's not speaking from theory.
所以他不是由理论 来谈。
Right, he's not just speaking empty platitudes, right?
他不是就是说、就是提到这种、就是很 空面的这种、就是这种说辞。
But it is something that he has done and has experienced.
所以呢，这是他自己的个人、亲自做过，然后个人的体验。
Excuse me. So let's now move to verse 3.
那我们继续的看第三节。
Right. These are the benefits that he has experienced. Right.
那在这边提到就是说他自己本身体验到的好处。
And he's saying that this is also what you will experience.
那他也是说你也会这样子有这样子的体验。
Right. So verses 3 and 4, it says,Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. Verse 4. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler.
第三节，他必救你脱离捕鸟人的罗网和毒害的瘟疫。第四节，他必用自己的羽毛遮蔽你，他要投靠他，你要投靠在他的翅膀底下。他的城池是大桥的盾牌。
So verse 3 focuses on deliverance.
所以呢，第三节呢，在这边是提到，就是说，就是脱离。
Deliverance 就是
救你脱离，
被
拯救。
Right. So.The snare of the fowler, this is talking about people who purposely lay a trap to try to harm us.
所以这个捕鸟人的罗网呢，是在讲说有、这些人就是故意呢设计这个网罗想要害我们。
Perilous pestilence is not somebody, is not from, you know, somebody laying a trap. It's just a disease that spreads, right?
还有毒害的这个瘟疫呢，它基本上不是说是、某些人故意造成的，但是它就是会传染的这个病毒。
So whether it is somebody purposely trying to harm you or something that naturally、from the natural world that is、trying to harm us,、God will deliver us when we make him our shelter.
所以不管是、有些人故意的想要害你，或者是自然世界的一些灾害呢，想要害你，所以神都会保护我们。
Right. And verse 4 uses the imagery of a mother bird protecting her chicks, right? As an analogy of how God protects us.
所以呢，第四节呢，也是提到就是说好像这个母鸡呢，用它的这个羽毛呢，保护这个小鸡一样，那神也是这样子的保护我们。
That God will give us warmth and security in the times of need.
那他在我们需要的时候会带给我们温暖，然后安全感。
Right. So this is deliverance and protection.
那这就是救赎，然后还有保护的的方式。
When we move on to verses 5 and 6,
那我们继续看第五、第六节。
This is talking about another benefit. Right?
这边提到另一种好处。
It says, verse 5, You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. Verse 6, Nor shall the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday.
第五节，你必不怕黑夜的惊骇，或者是白日飞的箭。第六节也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫，或是午间灭人的病毒。
And these two verses focus on not just the physical danger, but now it's focusing on the state of our heart.
那所以呢，那这几节呢，不光是就是说来就是 提到就是啊，我们肉体会碰到的这个危险，但是也是我们内心的这种啊危险。
So when we really make God our shelter, we will not be afraid.
啊，如果我们是真的把神当作我们的避难所的话，我们必不惧怕。
It doesn't matter if it is at night when, you know, night basically represents things that we cannot see.
啊，不管是在夜间，因为夜间呢，就是代表我们看不见的时候。
Right, like verse 6 also said, pestilence that walks in darkness. So really, you can't see these viruses, right? And so it's something you can't see and it's spreading around. Yeah.
啊，就像黑夜行的这个瘟疫，因为这个病毒呢，是我们又肉眼是看不见的，但是它就是会不断的传播。
The opposite is the things that happen during the day or noontime. Right?
所以呢，那相反呢，就是说在白日还有午间发生的这些事情。
These are things that you can clearly see. Yeah.
那这些就是你可以明显可以看见的东西。
In the light of the day.
Yeah. 就是在白天就可以见到。
And so regardless of what type of situation, our heart will not be afraid and we can be secure in the Most High.
所以呢，不管是我们是在什么处境，但是呢，我们的内心呢，会很安全平稳，因为呢，有至高者来保护我们。
Verse 7 and 8 also talk about a remarkable phenomenon when we trust in God.
第七、第八节呢，也是 提到一个非常美妙的体验，如果我们信靠神的话。
Let's read verse 7 and 8.
第七、第八节。
It says, 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Verse 8.
第八节。
Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked.
虽有千人扑倒在你旁边，万人扑倒在你右边，这灾却不得临近你。第八节，你唯亲眼观看见恶人遭报。
Now, this is very interesting because you can see there are thousands that are falling at our side.
所以呢，这也是非常的恐怖，因为你看到有几千人扑倒在我们的旁边。
But it shall not come near you.
啊，但是这个灾难却不得临近你。
Right, so this is that like a paradox, amazing truth when we are hidden in God.
啊，所以呢，就是这个是神奇妙的这个真理呢，是隐藏在神里面。
Right, because danger is actually physically near us.
因为这个危险离我们非常的近。
But at the same time, it is far away. It is like emotionally far away.
啊，但是呢，它实际上呢，就是说在这个情绪上面呢，它离我们其实非常的很远。
This is the amazing experience we can have when we shelter in God.
所以呢，这也是呢，如果我们有神的这个荫庇的话呢，我们也有这个美妙的体验。
Perhaps in the last few weeks, as we look at the news and look at the numbers, our heart maybe has been a little bit uneasy.
所以过去几周呢，我们看到新闻呢，然后不断的这些数字的这个爬升呢，我们的内心可能会感到恐慌。
And if we do have to go out to buy supplies or food and things, maybe we also are more paranoid, right?
如果我们真的还是要出去买一些用品啊、食物的话，那我们的心还是可能会觉得就是有点怕怕的。
But of course, we should take all precautionary measures.
所以我们还是要尽可能的保护我们自己。
But ultimately, we must also trust in God and experience this peace that He wants to give us.
但是呢，我们还是要信靠神，然后来体验他要想要赐给我们的这个平安。
The danger is near and yet far at the same time.
这个危险好像是很近，但是其实是离我们很远。
Right, this is the amazing tranquility God can give us.
这就是神可以赐给我们的这个平静。
As we keep on reading from verses 9 through 13, it continues the same type of benefit of God's protection.
那我们继续念从第九节到十三节，那我们会发现说，有更多这个神保护的好处。
We already read verses 9 and 10. Let's read verses 11 through 13.
那我们刚刚已经念过九节十节，那我们来看十一到十三节。
Verse 11. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Verse 12.
12节.
In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Verse 13.
13节.
You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot.
11节. 在你行的一切道路上保护你。十二节，他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。十三节，你要踹在狮子和虫蛇的身上，践踏少壮狮子还有大蛇。So
here, talking about how no evil shall befall us.
所以呢，在这边提到就是说，没有任何的邪恶呢，可以临到我们身上。
Now, this section is very figurative in language, right? So it's not to be taken absolutely or only literally.
Yeah. 这段文字呢，它是有相当多的这种形容词。那我们当然不是就是把它当成好像是真的要这样子会发生。
Right. Also, this passage is not meant for us to use it to test God.
这段经节呢，也不是让我们好像可以用来试探神。Just
like how Satan quoted verses 11 and 12 to tempt the Lord Jesus Christ.
就像撒旦呢，他提到这个十一、十二节，为了是要试探主耶稣。So,
but overall, the message is clear. It's talking about how, this is the type of peace we enjoy in Jesus Christ.
但是呢，这个讯息呢是真实的，因为呢，我们在主耶稣基督里面呢，就可以享有这样的平安。Let's
put a bookmark here and let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
那我们把书签放到这边，然后翻开到这个腓立比书的第四章。Philippians
chapter 4.
腓立比书的第四章。Verse 6.
第六节。 Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
腓立比书第四章第六节.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Verse 7.
第七节.
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
第六节,应当一无挂虑,只要凡事借着祷告,祈求和感谢,将你们所要的告诉神。第七节. 神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。Okay.
This is a promise that God gives us.
这也是神给我们的应许。Right.
No matter what type of anxiety or worry that we have.
不管我们有各式各样的劳苦愁烦焦虑。Then
make that request known to God.
那应该把它告诉神。
So right now, again, we have physical danger, maybe financial hardship coming.
那我们现在有就是肉体的一些危险，那可能财务的这个危机也会要来。Let
us make these requests, these worries known to God.
那我们应该把这些请求呢跟神说。Right,
and in the prayer, usually how God works is that he doesn't change our circumstances immediately.
But what does happen is he
guards our heart. He really changes our attitude and mindset in facing our trouble.
那他会做的就是说，他常常的就会改变我们的心智，让我们对 面对问题困难的时候呢，会有不同的态度。
And in fact, this can be an even greater miracle.
那这也可能是更大的一种神迹。
Yeah, recently, there is a sister who sent me her testimony.
最近呢，有一个姐妹呢，她发给我她的见证。
And she was basically sharing how she eventually was diagnosed with a particular disease.
那她也分享说呢，她被诊断成有一些病痛。
But she was sharing how God eventually changed her heart.
然后她也分享到说神怎么样改变她的心智。
To be able to learn from this chronic illness and to grow in her faith.
在这个疾病当中呢，她可以怎么样得到一种学习，然后属灵的成长。
So, and then she also wrote, sometimes the greatest miracle is the healing of heart and the change of heart.
那她也说到呢，有时候呢，就是最大的神迹呢，就是内心的改变。
Okay. So going back to Psalm 91.
那看回去诗篇91篇。
Right. That section from verses 9 through 13, right, talking about really the protection, the peace we can have in Jesus.
所以呢，从九节到十三节呢，在这边提到说我们在主耶稣基督那边可以得到的保护。
So when you look at the above section, you can see there's so many wonderful benefits when we dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
那如果你看看我们刚刚念到的这些经节，你会发现说，如果我们是住在至高者的隐秘处，然后全能者的荫下的话，其实有很多不同的好处。
Right, there's a physical protection. There's also emotional protection.
那有肉体的保护，然后也有精神上的这种保护。
And we can really experience the true and living God in our lives.
那我们可以真正的体验就是又真又活的神在我们的人生中。
So given that all these benefits are so wonderful,
那这些好处呢是这么的美妙。
Now, how do we obtain these benefits, right?
那我们要怎么样得到这些好处呢？
Like we mentioned at the beginning, we have to dwell in the shelter of the Lord.
就像我们之前
secret place of the Most High.
提到就是说我们必须要住在至高者的这个隐秘处。他全能者的荫下。
And how can we do that?
那我们要怎么样做到这一点呢？
The last few verses of Psalm 91 give us some teachings that we should apply to our lives.
在诗篇的91篇的最后几节呢，这边也提到就是说我们可以学习到的然后可以应用在我们 的生活中。
Let's read Psalm 91 from verse 14 through 16.
那我们来念诗篇91篇14到16节。
Verse 14.
14节。
Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Verse 15.
15节。
He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble.I will deliver him and honor him. Verse 16.
16节.
With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
14节，神说，因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他，因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。15节，他若求告我，我就应与他，我在急难中，我要与他同在。我要搭救他，使他尊贵。十六节，我要使他主享长寿，将我的救恩显明给他。
In these three verses, we can see the perspective changes again.
在这个三节中呢，我们就会看到这个观点又改变。
Right. Here, the author was inspired by the Holy Spirit to kind of speak from God's perspective.
在这边作者呢，他被圣灵感动，所以他是用神的观点来述说。
Right. And you can see there's two main things we can do in order to dwell in the secret place of God.
那可以发现就是说，如果要住在至高者的隐秘处呢，神的这个荫下的话，我们可以做到两点。
The first thing is that we must set our love upon God.
那第一呢，我们需要专心的爱，来爱神。
The second thing is that we must know God's name.
那第二呢，我们必须要知道神的名。
Right, so let's talk about these two points, right?
那我们来谈一下这两点。
What does it mean to set our love upon God?
那专心爱神呢是什么意思？
This is talking about making God the master of our lives. Right?
这是谈到就是说让神成为我们生命中的这个主宰。
And that we faithfully and loyally make him the priority.
然后呢，我们忠实的，然后也很忠心的来把他当做我们的一切。
Right, so when we really set our love on God, we really unite our heart with his heart.
所以呢，当我们专心爱神的时候呢，我们就把我们的心跟他的心团结在一起。
And therefore, the words that he says, the requirements that he has, we will do our best to fulfill in our lives.
这样子的话，他说的一切的话，或者是说他要我们做到的所有的事情呢，我们呢会尽量的去做，尽量的满足到。
Let's turn to also a similar verse. Let's turn to John chapter 15.
那我们再看类似的经节，我们看约翰福音的十五章。
John chapter 15, verse 9.
约翰福音十五章的第九节。
John chapter 15, verse 9.
约翰福音十五章的第九节。
As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. Verse 10.
第十节。
If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Okay, please read.
第九节，我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。第十节，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
You can see the message here is very similar to the message in Psalm 91.
所以呢，可以看到呢，这边的讯息呢，跟诗篇九十一篇好有点类似。
Right, we have to set our love upon God.
那我们必须要来爱神。
And so this is the same as abiding in Jesus' love.
那这就好像是说要藏在耶稣的爱里一样。
Right.To abide in Jesus' love is to keep his commandments.
所以要藏在耶稣的爱里，就是要遵守他的命令。
Right. So just like for those of us who are parents.
就是对于那些是作为父母的人。
One way our children show their love to us is by obeying us.
那我们的子女呢，他服从我们他爱我们的方式呢，就是说他听从我们。
Because this shows that they respect are also trying to please their parents.
所以这也是可以看得出来他们是想要尊重，然后或者是讨好他的父母。
So similarly, today we have God's word given to us in the scriptures.
所以呢，今天呢，同样的情况呢，我们有神的话语呢，在这些圣经里面的经节呢，告诉我们
，to abide in God's love, to set our heart to love God means to really keep those words to our heart and then to do them, to keep them.
所以呢，可以藏在神的爱里呢，或者是说要专心爱神呢，就是要常常的记住他的话语，然后要行出来。
So, like I mentioned this morning, now you know it's a good time for us to really reflect on our faith and our relationship with God.
所以今天早上我也提到，就是说呢，我们应该可以借着这个机会呢，好好思考呢，我们自己本身的信仰，然后我们跟神的关系。
The you know, when we really examine ourselves, there are probably places where we really are not following God's words.
那如果我们真正的审查自己呢，我们一定有些呢地方呢还是没有完全遵守神的命令。
And basically what we can see then is our love is not set on God. Our love is set on something else.
那可以发现就是说我们的爱呢不是在神的身上，我们的爱是在别的地方。
Often what happens, what we observe in the end times is that people, like the Bible says, people will be lover of themselves.
那我们在末世常常会观察到的就是说人就是只爱自己。
Right. So this could very well be a description of ourselves. Yeah.
这也是可能 很可能是在形容我们。
Okay, so let us examine where our love, our focus, our loyalty is set upon.
那我们需要审查我们的爱，然后我们的忠心，然后我们的这个爱是存在哪里。
Yeah, so this is the first way that we can dwell in the shelter of the Most High.
所以呢，这是也是我们可以居住在全能者的荫下的第一种方式。
Right, and therefore enjoy all of these benefits.
然后来享受所有的好处。
The second way that we mention is going back to Psalm 91, verse 14 again.
第二种方式呢，那我们刚刚说到就是回去诗篇91篇的14节。
In the last part of verse 14, it mentions, it's because he has known my name.
所以呢，在这边的后半段呢，说到呢，因为他知道我的名。
Right. So the other way to, another way to dwell in the shelter of the Most High is we must know God's name.
所以呢，另外一种方式要住在全能者的荫下呢，就是我们需要知道神的名。
Now to know God's name, it's on the surface sounds very simple.
所以呢，那知道神的名呢，表面上好像很容易。
Right, for example, New Testament era, we know that God has revealed his name to us for salvation, which is Jesus.
那在新约时代的时候呢，我们知道主耶稣基督，就是我们知道神，就是透露了他的救恩给我们，然后我们知道这个名叫主耶稣，叫耶稣。
So here, when it says to know God's name, it's not just talking about having that knowledge.
所以在这边提到就是说要知道他的名，就不是代表就是说只是有这个知识。
This type of phrasing in the Bible means more than that.
在这个圣经里面的这个记载呢，它是要讲到，就是要说到更多。
Here, name represents this person or this being's whole existence.
所以呢，在这边名呢，就是提到这个这位人呢，或者这个这个神的他全部的这个存在。
Yeah, so it's not just knowing the person's name, but really knowing that person, knowing that existence. Right?
所以呢，就是完全知道这个人，或者知道他的这个全部的存在。
We can turn to example in Exodus.
那我们可以翻开到出埃及记的一个例子。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 33.
出埃及记的三十三章。
Exodus chapter 33.
出埃及记的三十三章。
Right, let's look at verse 12.
我们来看十二节。
Exodus 33, verse 12.
出埃及记三十三章十二节。
Then Moses said to the Lord, See, you say to me, Bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. Please read.
十二节，摩西对神说，你吩咐我说，将这百姓领上去，却没有叫我知道你要打发谁与我同去，只说我按了你的名认识你，你在我眼前也蒙了恩。
He Here is a similar phrase, right? God knows them by name.
在这边提到就是说，神知道，他们的名，认识他们。
Right, but God knows them. God doesn't just know their names. God knows their entirety, their whole being, their whole, everything they're going through. Yeah.
他不光是神知道他们的名，但是他知道这个人，然后他们所有的遭遇。
So in the same way, in Psalm 91, when it says that this person knows my name, it's saying that we really know God. We really have a deep and intimate relationship with God.
就像诗篇91篇里面说到呢，就是说他认识我的名，意思就是说，那我们是真的知道他的名，然后跟他的关系是非常的亲密。
And when we really, really know who God is, and his almighty power, and his divine character, we will want, it's like a no-brainer, you will want to trust in this God.
所以当我们认识这个至高者，这个神，他的能力，他所有的一切的话，那这好像就是说，不需要经过思考，你就是想要认识他。
Let's turn to Psalm 9, verse 10. 你就想要信靠他。
你就想要信靠他。
Let's read Psalm 9, verse 10.
诗篇第九篇的第十节。
Psalm 9, verse 10.
诗篇第九篇第十节。
It says, and those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord,have not forsaken those who seek you.
神啊，认识你名的人要依靠你，因你没有离弃寻求你的人。
Right, so, this is a description of those who know God's name, right?
所以呢，在这边也是形容，就是说那些认识神的名的人。
Right, verse 9 is talking about they know that God is a refuge for those who are oppressed.
所以呢，第九节提到就是说，他们知道神呢，就是说给受欺压的人作为一种高台。
Yeah. So, the more, yeah, when we know God's name, that means we know Him more and more, and all His different, divine attributes.
所以，那我们认识他的名的话，那我们越来越认识他，然后他一切的这个。他的所作所为。
Right, and so that is the second way how we can dwell in the shelter of the Most High.
那这也是第二种可以住在全能者的荫下的方式。
Okay, so and actually, you know, these two methods that I just mentioned, they're related to each other. Yeah.
所以呢，那刚刚我提到的这两节，他们都是互相有关联。
Okay, that we must set our love upon God.And we must know his name.
那我们一定要把我们的爱放在神的身上，然后要认识他的名。
And then if we do that,
那如果我们可以做到,
just like Psalm 91 verse 15 and 16 says,
就像诗篇的91篇15、16节说到,
then when we call upon God,
我们求告神的话,
and God will be there in our trouble, and He will deliver us and help us.
他在急难中呢，就会搭救我们，然后帮助我们。
We will be able to experience and reap all the benefits that we mentioned in the previous section.
那我们就可以完全的体验到，然后他所提供的。我们之前念到的所有的好处。
So this psalm is, I think, can give us great encouragement in times of crisis, like right now.
所以呢，我觉得这个诗篇呢，在现在这个危机的时候呢，带给我们一些的安慰。
One theme in the psalms is that we need to look upon God in times of trouble.
所以呢，那就是在诗篇里面有说到，就是说在患难的时候呢，我们要仰望神。
And what we see in the Psalms too, just like in the Psalm we read, it doesn't matter what crisis it is, but when we focus on God, even though the problem might still remain or is not immediately solved, we will receive peace we will receive a new perspective.
就像我们之前说到，就是说，当我们专心在神身上的话呢，我们可能虽然他不会马上的拯救我们，但是呢，我们会有一些新的这种这种领受，这种不同的思想。
Yeah. So, before Jesus Christ departed from his disciples.
在耶稣基督离开他的门徒之前，
he one time told them, "You believe in God, believe also in me."
他跟他们说，你们相信神，那你们也要相信我。
Right. So in the same way, today we believe in Jesus, right? We believe in God.
那就像今天我们相信主耶稣，我们相信神。
So we must also believe in this, right? All of this that we just read, all of this that this is encouraging for us to do.
那我们也要相信这个我们这些所有的一切，就像我们刚刚所念过的，这些是非常鼓励我们要照着去做。
Yeah. Fear and danger, they will be present sometimes. They will be around us sometimes.
有时候这种恐惧。危险呢，它一定是会存在。
But we will dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
但是呢，我们会住在这个至高者的荫下，隐秘处。
And the Lord will protect us and give us peace.
那主也会保护我们，然后给我们平安。
Okay, so this concludes my afternoon message to everyone.
所以呢，这也是结束我下午对大家的讯息。
Yeah, I hope that we can really read this psalm or other passages like this and really go deep in it and allow God's words to comfort us.
那我希望呢，我们可以继续的读类似这样的诗篇，然后我们让神的话呢，静静的就是可以深入到我们的心中，然后来安慰我们。
So now we're going to conclude with a final prayer in the Holy Spirit.
那现在呢，我们要做这个结束的圣灵祷告。
Let's continue to pray for one another and pray for God's will.
那我们继续的互相的带彼此的带祷，然后也祈求神的旨意。
May God's peace comfort everyone wherever you are.
愿主耶稣的平安呢，不管你在哪里呢，都可以带给你安慰。
Let's now pray for about 15 minutes.
那我们现在祷告15分钟。